Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Welcome into Thunder and Lightning Live post game here on YouTube Live, brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Golden Triangle. This ad read has never been more apropos. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But we don't just stop at restoration. They also offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. That sounds delightful right about now. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call with them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Disaster, you say? Did someone say disaster? What kind of restoration? I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's get a couple things out of the way. It's 41-17, right? Do I need to say it? I don't need to say it. I got something to say right off the top that's going to make a lot of y'all upset. It's going to make you mad. Also, I want to point out a lot of y'all, maybe not a lot in here, because I mean, you guys are my dialogues, right? But I think that a lot of people are going to be like, he's just overreacting. I am not. Everything I am saying, I am not overreacting to. Hey, Stefan's in here. Ryan. So anyway, I'm just going to let you guys know. I want to let you know. Jeff Lebby's going to be the coach here for a few more years, guys. I just want to get that out of the way. If you're already jumping on that wagon, you need to go ahead and turn the keys in. It's not going to happen. Now, Hutzler, I would be surprised if he stuck around the way we're going right now. But there's just no way they can go with four head coaches in 5 years, whatever it is. You just can't have it. So I want to make that point to you clear. So go subscribe to Landon and Kenz's travel channel. Make you happier. No, because I'm stuck here. I don't want to travel right now. I don't know if we have been sold a bill of goods at this point. I don't know the answer to that question. It looks like that on the surface. There's no getting around that. For a guy who had the reputation that Jeff Lebby had as an offensive guy, and this offense is awful. I knew it was going to be bad. There's no thought. I knew it was going to be bad. But it's much worse than I thought it would be. And the biggest issue Mississippi State had tonight was effort. And that is a really tough thing to say when you look at what this program has become. The defense, the lack of give a crap, or for lack of a better word, was startling. Just missed tackles, lack of physicality, lack of just desire, it felt like at times. And yeah, it was just not an acceptable effort on either side of the ball. And then offensively, once again, you can't run the football. Guys, State had 66 yards rushing tonight. They had 24 last week. This is Big 12 and then a MAC team. You know, I know Florida sucks, but they're still an SEC team. And then you play Texas and Georgia. Guys, what on earth is going to happen here? To me, this loss is worse than Maine, and I'm going to tell you why. I was talking to Bart Gregory earlier, and he brought up a good point. He said, you know, I thought Kroom was crazy when he said, talk about losing to Maine, and he was like, they were better than us, because they weren't. They were not better than Mississippi State. This team was. Toledo was better than Mississippi State. They're just a better team. And that is a hard pill to swallow. Speaking of that, of the Out of Left Field podcast, I spoke to Charlie Winfield, who, by the way, people are asking for refunds already. But he made a good point. He's like, you know, you say what you want about State's NIL, how it compares to the rest of the conference. That's fine. But the two teams the State has lost to in these last 2 weeks didn't outspend Mississippi State in the transfer portal. Did not. So the question becomes, did you just get the wrong guys? And that's a scary proposition. That means you evaluated very, 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 very poorly. That's a real scary proposition. And I'll be honest with you, some things that, like tonight, Stonka Burnside not being dressed out. Is he injured? Or is there something else going on there? I don't think Leon Bell was on the sidelines tonight. Where is he? Robbie Falk said he was going to ask about that in the post game, so I want to find that out. Lebby is Moorhead all over again. Guys, Moorhead didn't lose games like this. Four Moorhead's non-conference losses. He lost two bowl games to Iowa and Louisville, and he lost to Kansas State. Those are Power 5 teams. All of those teams were bowl teams. He didn't lose games like this, and he certainly didn't get it. They didn't get embarrassed like this. They got embarrassed on their own home field by a MAC team. Now, I'm going to give Toledo a ton of credit. Not so much to say, okay, Toledo's better than Mississippi State, blah, blah. Toledo played really well. They had a great game plan. They're well coached. They will be I think they'll be a factor in the MAC. You know, I go back to last week in Arizona State. I don't think they're a factor in the Big 12. But I think Toledo can be a factor in the MAC. But it doesn't make a difference. A team that is a factor in the MAC should not be able to come to an SEC team's home stadium and not just win, but just push them around from one side of this field to the other. State was never in the game. They go 3-and-out on their first series. Toledo goes right down the field and scores. They go 3-and-out again. Toledo scores again. It was incredible. And once again, you know, I don't know. It's just bad luck. It really is just bad luck. But you get Moorhead coming in here with more touchdowns and more this, that, the offense, and it can't do it. And now Lebby comes in with Showtime. And offensively, you're awful. You're just awful. This is a bad football team in every phase of the game. There's just no getting around. There's one positive. Nick Marmara is really good. He's a good punter. I will give him that. What did he average tonight? 49.5 yards per kick, 350-yard kicks. He's great. I understand the desire to look at this and, you know, say you got to make a change again. You can't. You just can't do it. Worst Power 4 team in the country? Absolutely in the discussion. Absolutely in the discussion. I mean, off the top of my head, who's worse? You know, who in the Big 12 is worse? Arizona State was picked last in the Big 12. Could you beat Colorado? Colorado's winning tonight. Probably not. Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt lost tonight, but, I mean, they've got a good win over Virginia Tech. Florida, I guess we'll find that out next week. In the ACC, who's the worst team in the ACC? I don't even know off the top of my head. Florida State. Florida State would beat Mississippi State. So it's just rough. It's just rough to watch. It's just rough to experience. You know, the crowd, I'll be honest with you, there were more people in the air at the start of this game than I thought there would be. And more people hung around to the end than I thought would do so as well. But next week against Florida, I have no idea what that crowd's going to look like. And I can't blame anybody. I cannot blame anyone who says, I don't want to come anymore. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. I understand, man. I get it. All right. I understand that the investment that you guys make in this program, even if you just buying a ticket to one game, getting the family here, even if you get a cheap ticket, getting the family up here and maybe getting a hotel room or, you know, nothing else, buying some concession, it's expensive. So I understand. You know, I sympathize with y'all. You know, I have the luxury, if you want to call it that, after watching this game, of being able to just come to the stadium. It doesn't cost me anything. I live here in Starkville. So, I mean, as soon as I finish this show, I'm going to get in my car. I'll be home in 10 minutes. I get it, man. I get it. So a lot of you are asking, you know, what is the projection for this team right now? I mean, it's foolish to say anything better than 2-10. And UMass played a better game against this same Toledo team than the Mississippi State did tonight. Please let the curse words fly. I'm not. I'm going to work clean. I'm not going to do that. Brandon Walker is available for those of you who need that. Le'Veon Bell is gone per Robbie. So Robbie must have asked Levy about that in the press conference. Let me see if I can find that tweet so I can quote him directly. Another player no longer with the team is right tackle Le'Veon Bell. Jeff Levy just confirmed that. Said Stalka Burnside will be back next week. I thought Le'Veon Bell had played better than any other offensive lineman State had. So that's a big blow. And I worry about the culture here when I start seeing it. When three guys have left the team for whatever reason in the first 3 weeks of the season, Jeff Pittman gone. Eric Taylor gone, and now Le'Veon Bell gone. Something's not right. Something's not. We're not being told something here. You know, next week we'll get an injury report, so we'll get an idea of where this team is and who's going to be here and what. But something stinks. I'm going to pass the smell test here. Why did Eric Taylor leave? I have no idea. No clue. No idea whatsoever. The offensive line, a lot of you guys are bringing that up. It's bad. It's really bad. Like, McKylen Pounders, I don't know what happened there. Every indication was he was going to come in and be pretty good. No, not the case. That offensive line is not good from left to right. It's just rough. And then State complicates the matters by the way they run the football. You know, they don't try to bounce it outside very much. They just try to go up the middle, and it's just not working. Everything they're doing is just not working for Mississippi State. I don't know what to make of it. I don't have a lot of answers for you, to be totally honest. You know, I can have opinions. I can tell you what I think. Stephen Snow says we need chicken wings. We do need chicken wings. I could go for some chicken wings. This is one of those days. We need fried chicken. It's one of those days that's like it's tough to stay on the diet. I just want to go like stop at Taco Bell or something. But regardless of that, somebody says they forgot Caleb Cunningham was on campus. You guys could probably go ahead and close the book on Caleb Cunningham. Would be amazed if he ended up at Mississippi State at this point. And then you know, somebody asked about decommitments. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. A lot of those guys that the one game and stuff doesn't bother them. They look at it in terms of I can come in and play right away. So. I don't know. I just don't know about that. All in all, with this game tonight, here's the scary part to me. This is what I don't know. Is this rock bottom? Was this the end? Was this the bottom for Mississippi State, or is there more to come? I mean, when you think about Mississippi State, after next week, right? They play Florida, right? Then it's the number what? Texas is third. Georgia is one, assuming they hold on. I think they've got that game won in Kentucky. Because they're going to escape Kentucky with a win. Tennessee, Ole Miss, Missouri, they're all in the top 10. Guys, I mean, there could be some historic losses coming this way. Because you've played two teams that, I mean, I don't know how many games Toledo's going to win, but I think the number of other SEC teams they could beat is low as opposed to Texas and Georgia. I mean, Tennessee had 65 points tonight in the first half. What are they going to do against Mississippi State? What is Ole Miss going to do against Mississippi State? I mean, it may look like you're playing on freshmen on EA college football. It could be something. They might put up 80. It's rough. Connor McKee, the recruits I sat next to seem to have fun somehow. It's just not the same, guys. It's just not the same for us as fans versus the recruits. They see things in a totally, totally different light. And I don't know why that is, but that is it. So I've talked about all year about, you know, living the maroon bubble. It's going to be tough. Because it's not pleasant in here right now. And I talked last week. I made the comment after that game. I said, you know, State fans have forgotten the pain of rebuilding. And I get that. And I still believe that. But at the same time, what happened tonight is not about rebuilding. This was not a game that, you know, Mississippi State should have lost. They should have dominated from start to finish. They were supposed to be the more talented team. They're not. Just a really, really rough, really, really rough event for Mississippi State. And now, like I said, now you're going to begin conference play. 11 a.m. kick against Florida. Probably a crowd of what? 25,000, something like that. Maybe. Maybe. I feel bad. You know, it's like, you guys are suffering. I'm with you. You know that I'm with you. But at the same time, I'm up here. I can't just be pounding the table. Somebody told me I needed to go full T-Bob Hebert in this. I can't do that. I'm in the press box. I can't do that. So, let's see. We are brought to you by the good folks over at Lazy Guys. Already closed tonight, so don't worry about that tonight. But tomorrow, you're watching the NFL. You don't want to get off the couch. You need dinner or lunch delivered in Starkville or Columbus. Ditch DoorDash, unload Uber Eats, and go local with Lazy Guys. Use the promo code MSUNIL to save $3 on your order and make a $1 donation to the Bulldog Initiative. God knows they need it. For orders of $50 or more, you can get $10 off and make it $5 to the initiative with the code MSUNIL50. Download the Lazy Guys app or go to www.lazyguys.com. If you don't want to leave the couch during the game, don't feel like fighting the crowds in the store, if it's picking up groceries for dinner or if it's picking up dinner themselves, make sure you go local and support the Bulldog Initiative with Lazy Guys. You know, like, speaking of the Bulldog Initiative, that's another, we talk about it all the time on the pod, that this is entertainment, right? These are your entertainment dollars going to work. Please say Rue de Grand Fromage. I just said it. It's a tough sell, you know, and I don't have any sympathy for the athletic department on that. They make their bed, they can lie in it. I feel bad for Charlie, though, because I feel like that's a guy who did everything he could at a time where Mississippi State had no NIL presence. He basically single-handedly pulled us into this point. But you're not going to be able to get people to give money to players when they are playing at this level, when the games are like this. There goes Mike Neal. When the games are like this, when they're playing like this, nobody wants to give money. Nobody wants to do that. I understand that. Thomas Loftus says, I've already revised my BI payment plan tonight. Jane says, Charlie getting no more money from me. Miner says, was this worse than South Alabama? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Much, much worse. Much worse. See you, Danny. Danny P. I was just giving you a shout out. Oh, see you, buddy. Yes, sir. But I don't know with the initiative how that's going to work. You know, we talk about Ole Miss a lot, and we're like, hey, if they don't deliver on their hype this year, that's going to hurt their NIL promises. So far, so good for them. Mississippi State, I mean, how can you look at this and go, I've been given money, and this is what we have? I get it, man. I absolutely understand that. Turn the camera around. Can I turn the camera around? I'd have to turn the whole thing around. I'm not going to do that. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, let's see what I can do here. There you go. That's my view here at Davis White. Ty Kern is right. No NIL, we might as well shut it down. You're right. You're correct. But at the same time, people want to see results when they give money. And it's tough. That's a tough, tough ask for them. So. Fans pulling NIL in year one of a coach is why we're so far behind Ole Miss. That is partly correct. You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but at the same time, they're so behind Ole Miss because Ole Miss has been winning and has continuity and has been able, you know. And I think I say this a lot, and I can't overstate it. The death of Mike Leach is an unprecedented thing in college football. It has literally never happened to a team to have their coach pass away like that. And so, you know, what is this team last year when, if Leach is here? I think they're probably an 8-9 win team. No, Steve, no, we'll not. So, because that happens, you're in this situation here where you've just fallen apart. So, Brian, is this the worst loss in program? It's up there. It is absolutely in the discussion. It's with Maine. I'm trying to think. What, Troy, 2001, would come on the list. You know, I know a lot of the old-timers would go back to Houston in 68, I believe. They lost 74-0. I don't know. It's in the discussion. It's in the discussion, too. Just, yeah, and that's another point. Don't forget, we didn't have an athletic director when he passed away. It's double unprecedented. You know, do you hire Zach Arnett if you had an athletic director in place to run that search? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that. So, just a tough day for Mississippi State fans everywhere. And it's not going to get any easier this season. I'll just go ahead and let you guys know. It's just not going to get any easier. So, I'm saving my anger for the actual podcast. This I feel like if I shout, it doesn't work. We need to have a little bit more. I know. Will I send you $500 if we beat Texas? Will you send me $500 if State loses? Or hell, will you send me $20? This is MSU 1953 all over again. We have a choice to get out or make it 1989. Georgia won. Oh, there you go. That is a very shocking result, though. 13-12. 13-12. Kentucky had a chance. They outgained them. What happened in this game? Beck not good. They couldn't run the ball. Gosh. Oh, well. Just is what it is. All right, guys. Podcast tomorrow. I think Robbie said we're going to try to record around noon, which makes me mad. I want to watch the Saints. I wanted to go tonight and get it over with. He said he couldn't do it. So we'll just do that tomorrow. We'll have it up tomorrow evening for you guys. Sports Talk Mississippi all week. Thunder and Lightning. Don't forget, no Wednesday pots and no rumblings this week. A lot of you guys were like, oh, we can't. How many different ways can I answer why the state sucks so bad? I can only answer it like twice before it's, you know, it's ridiculous. So Tech and 10, I mean, it could be up there. Could be up there, guys. This season has that kind of potential. You need to go ahead and break. Has Ole Miss the state ever been further apart? Yeah. Go back to the 60s. Ole Miss was top three team in the country. State was not. It's kind of the same thing. I don't know that Ole Miss has the staying power that they had in the fall era, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, guys. I'm not going to say it, Steven. I will not say it. All right, guys. Talk to you guys tomorrow on Thunder and Lightning. Appreciate you tuning in to Thunder and Lightning Live. I'm supposed to do a Paul Davis impact player of the game. I'm going to pick one. I'll pick you an impact player. Hold on. I'll do it. The impact player of the game, Paul Davis, impact player of the game. Tucker Gleason from Toledo is going to be my impact player of the game. 23 of 28. 285 yards, 3 touchdowns, also had 10 carries for 40 yards. He came into this game completing 48% of his passes, and he completed 82% tonight. Ha! Talk to you guys again tomorrow. Have a good one. Appreciate it. It's been Thunder and Lightning Live here on YouTube.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.